Sirens sounded across Japan today during somber ceremonies to mark 1 month since the massive earthquake and tsunami that killed more than 10,000 people and left more than 100,000 people homeless. The nation marked a moment of silence at 2:46 p.m. local time, which is when the quake hit on March 11th. There was also another massive aftershock in Japan today that triggered another tsunami alert, which was later lifted. Life for the thousands of people who were displaced by the March 11th quake is nowhere close to getting back to normal. They're living in schools and temples as crews work to clear the wreckage. That work is expected to take years. The BBC's Roland Burke reports from Kamaishi on the northeast coast of Japan.
Every day begins with a prayer in the wooden temple on the hill overlooking Kamaishi. 60 survivors of the earthquake and tsunami still live here, bedding down on blankets in front of the altar with its gold ornaments and a statue of the Buddha. None of them can ever forget what happened to their town.
Piruri.
Keiko Ni Numa has her hands full looking after her three boys, aged 4, 7, and 8. They're easily distracted from their schoolbooks, but when she gets a quiet moment, the memories come back and the tears.
When I think about that day, I start crying. I get so much help from so many people. I always think I should keep smiling. But when I think of it, if I had been a few minutes later, there's a good chance I would have been washed away. When I drove home, I was going towards the tsunami. I was so worried about my children. I didn't care about my own life. The only thing I thought about was them.
Down the hill from the temple, in the town, it seems little has changed in the few short weeks since the tsunami powered through. Yes, the roads have been cleared, but the wreckage remains, great piles of it. Splintered houses, smashed cars, broken bicycles. So I'm down in the town now with Keiko's husband, Ni Numa-san. Now, he happens to be an insurance assessor. What have you been doing these last few days?
I run an insurance company. I'm actually going to customers' houses to see what damage was done by the earthquake and tsunami so we can make payouts.
And how do you think this town can rebuild?
The town has been hit by tsunamis many times in history, and it has been rebuilt. We must pass on that spirit to my son's generation. If they see us working hard, they will learn from it, and they can pass it on too.
Back in the temple, the head monk, Eino Shibasaki, leads the evacuees in exercises. The routine is broadcast on the radio every day. It's a way to keep spirits up.
In the beginning, people felt lonely because they knew they would have to start demolishing or cleaning up. But we have been through this hand in hand. People have shown great consideration for others. That might help.
Outside in the car park, a brazier burns. They're using wood from what remains of their own homes to keep warm. Repairing the damage to Kamaishi will take years, and the temple will remain open until the last person leaves.